This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico is seeing its daily COVID-19 case totals decline, but health officials have been worried about whether the Christmas holiday could lead to another spike, as it takes 2 to 3 weeks for infections to manifest. Today, the state reported an additional 700 confirmed cases, bringing the total to more than 138,000 since the pandemic began. 36 additional deaths bring the death toll to 2,380. Almost one-third of the latest deaths include people at long-term care facilities and one inmate at the Guadalupe County Correctional Facility. Vaccinations of healthcare workers as well as staff and residents at long-term care facilities is ongoing. Data collected by the state shows the virus has been most deadly for Hispanics and Native Americans. While those 65 years and older make up the largest group of people who have succumbed to the virus overall, deaths have been more evenly spread among younger groups of Hispanics and Native Americans. The data also shows hypertension and diabetes are the leading underlying conditions among those who die from complications of a COVID-19 infection. The State Office of Natural Resources Trustee has reached a proposed settlement with a Texas-based company over a fuel spill along a northern New Mexico river. A tanker truck carrying more than 1,000 gallons of fuel overturned in icy conditions in 2016 and spilled its liquid cargo into the Cimarron River near a wildlife management area. State officials said fish and invertebrates were killed and surrounding soil and sediment was contaminated. Portion of the river had to be closed to public access for several months. Under the settlement, Franck Oil Company will pay $150,000 toward restoration projects in the areas of the spill. The New Mexico Attorney General's office says autopsy reports done by the state for a tribal entity or the federal government are subject to open records laws because the work is carried out in part using state funds and resources. The written opinion was issued earlier this month. It stemmed from a request from the Rio Grande Sun newspaper for autopsy reports done by the State Office of the Medical Investigator under contract for the Jicarilla Apache Nation. The newspaper filed a complaint with the Attorney General's office in 2019 after being denied the records. Assistant Attorney General John Kreienkamp wrote in the opinion that if such records were off limits, that would allow all other government agencies to perform contractual services either for other government entities or private ones, and then declined to provide any information about those services to the public on the basis of a narrow interpretation of public business. This is KUNM.